Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Shubhashachi Bhattacharji. The Rajya Sabha was adjourned for the day following the opposition's uproar on various issues. Earlier, when the upper house met at 2 p.m. after the second adjournment, presiding officer Bhuvaneshwar Kalita tried to take up the carriage of goods by Sea Bill 2025 for consideration and passing, but the opposition continued with their protest. Amid din, the chair adjourned the house for the day. Before that, when the upper house met at 11 a.m., AIADMK MPs M. Dhanapal and I.S. Inbadurai took oath. The Lok Sabha has taken up a special discussion on India's strong, successful and decisive Operation Sindoor in response to the terrorist attack in Pahalgam. Initiating the discussion in the lower house, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh said Operation Sindoor was not merely a military action but an effective and decisive demonstration of India's sovereignty, its identity and government's responsibility towards the citizens and its policy against terrorism. Mr. Singh said Operation Sindoor was a well-coordinated strike carried out by the country's armed forces hitting 9 terrorist infrastructure with precision. The minister highlighted that in the strike more than 100 terrorists, their trainers and handlers were killed, in which most of them were linked to terrorist organizations such as Jaish-e-Mohammed, Lashkar-e-Toiba and Hizbul-Mujahideen.
7 May 2025 ko ratri 1:05 bharatiya sashastra balon ne operation sindoor prarambh kiya jisme Pakistan aur Pak occupied Kashmir mein bharat ke khilaf aatanki gatividhiyon se jude 9 asthanon ko nishana banaya gaya inme se 7 aatanki shivaron ko bharatiya sena ne puri tarah se nasht kar diya jabki bharatiya vayu sena ne murid ke aur bahawalpur ko nasht nabood kiya jo Lashkar-e-Toiba aur Jaish-e-Mohammed ke kendra hai jankar pure sadan ko prasannata hogi ki within 22 minutes pura operation samapt aur humne aatankwadiyon ko unke ghar mein ghus kar mara sashastra balon ne hamari mataon aur behno ke sindoor ka badla liya aur pratyek bharatiya is bhavana se otprot ho gaya adhyaksh
Indian Minister Prahlad Joshi has criticized Congress leader P. Chidambaram for his remark on Operation Sindoor. Talking to media outside the parliament today, Mr. Joshi said Mr. Chidambaram should realize that such statements embolden Pakistan's stand. BJP MP Anurag Singh Thakur has accused the Congress of questioning the valor of the Indian armed forces. BJP MP Rajiv Pratap Rudi also condemned the remarks of Congress leader Chidambaram. In Jammu and Kashmir, an encounter between security forces and terrorists broke out in the upper reaches of Mulla Forest in Harwan area in central Kashmir's Srinagar. The army said that under Operation Mahadev, 3 terrorists involved in the Vaisaran village in Pahalgam attack killing 26 civilians on 22nd of April have been neutralized in an encounter in Lidwas area of Harwan, Srinagar today. Meanwhile, the operation in the area is still going on and searches are underway. The Supreme Court today stayed the Calcutta High Court's interim order that had halted the implementation of a revised list of other backward classes, OBCs, notified by the West Bengal government. A bench comprising Chief Justice of India B.R. Gavai and Justices K. Vinod Chandran and N.V. Anjarvia passed the interim stay while issuing notice on a specially petition filed by the West Bengal government. The Calcutta High Court had on June 17 stayed notifications issued by the state regarding reservation for 140 subcategories under the OBC A and OBC B groups. The Supreme Court today refused to stop the Election Commission from publishing the draft electoral rolls for Bihar on August 1 as per the schedule notified for the special intensive revision. A bench of Justices Suryakant and Joymallo Bakshi did not hold a detailed hearing as Justice Kant had to attend an administrative meeting with the Chief Justice. The Met Department has issued a red alert for heavy rain in 5 districts of eastern Rajasthan, Kota, Baran, Sawi, Madhopur, Karoli and Bharatpur for today. District administrations have declared holidays for schools for today and tomorrow for many districts till Wednesday. In Arunachal Pradesh, the Indian Meteorological Department has issued an orange alert for Pakumpare and Lohit districts. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.